Listen, you guys stay right here. Your dinner's almost ready, all right? Don't move, you guys. Stay right there. Don't move.
Well, look who's here. Frick and Fred. Come to dinner, huh? Well, I want my kiss and my hug now. Give me my kiss.
Give me my...
Hey, you.
Hey, you. Give me my hug.
How you doing, man? How you doing? Oh, your cups are empty. I'll fill them for you, okay? What do you want? Water, milk, or juice?
Juice.
Juice? Don't move. All those twins. I could just eat them up.
Cousin Claire, if you want, I could babysit the twins for you tomorrow night. I don't have any plans.
Oh, thanks, Pam, but that's all right. I want to spend as much time with them as I possibly can.
Hey, Mom, the twins are old enough to eat corn, right?
Yeah, but you have to take it off the cob.
Oh, man, I knew I should have made peas.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So how'd your doctor's appointment go?
Oh, I am healthy. I'm in great shape, and I'm beginning menopause.
Do you want me to leave the room so you guys can talk about that?
He's so silly. It's just a part of life.
Wow, she sure is taking it pretty well.
Yeah, she seems almost happy with it.
No, Mom is just putting up a brave front.
Got to be. This is just the calm before the storm.
That's right. I have read magazine articles. There have been cases where women have cried so much they had to have surgery on their tear ducts.
Vanessa, Mom is not a crier.
Well, I guess you're right. We should be more concerned with the state of confusion she's going to be in.
That's right.
State of confusion? Come on, you guys.
Mrs. Peabody from around the corner?
Whatever happened to her? I haven't seen her in a long time.
Well, from what I understand, one day it just hit her. The poor woman got up one day and couldn't decide what to wear. A simple thing like a skirt or a suit, a black sweater or a red sweater, flats or pumps. Finally, she got so flustered, she just threw on a house coat and never left the house again.
That's so sad,
but true. And don't forget about the hot flashes.
Hey, now I heard about those.
That's right. The lady that owned the tropical fish store in my neighborhood got them. Yeah, she used to leave the air conditioner on high all winter, kept all the doors open. The fish froze.
That's so sad.
It's true. She had to move to Alaska.
Well, you know, women also pass out when they go through it. Now, from what I heard about Cockroach's mother, her husband stopped taking her places because she kept passing out in public. Everybody at church thought she got the Holy Ghost.
Well, I think I know what Mom's going to miss the most. You know, she can't have any more children.
Well, I don't think Mom wanted more children.
Yeah, Theo, but still, she was always such a strong, vital mother.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she?
I haven't been here that long, but she was always vital with me.
Theo, is the twins' dinner ready?
Yeah, Mom.
Okay, good. I'll just get these in place, and then I'll bring in the dinner guests.
Oh, these things are pretty heavy. How could she lift both of them up at the same time?
People under stress often have extraordinary strength.
That's what happens to women in this stage of life. Menopause.
Hey, Charmaine. How you doing, Lance?
Oh, don't disturb him. He's focused on victory. We shouldn't even be talking.
Charmaine! My game.
Well, I'm a little off today. Otherwise, it'd be a different story.
Oh, don't feel bad, big fella. It's fate. See, when it comes to ping pong, I'm the ping and you the pong. Anybody else want to get pong?
Come on, Lance. Come on over here and stop profiling.
Oh, excuse me. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing?
So, Lance, do we have plans for Saturday night?
What are you talking about? Of course we do. That's when we rendezvous for our evening of culture and enlightenment.
You mean in my house in front of the TV? Why don't we do something different for a change?
Why, your TV broke?
No, I just want to do something outside.
Like what?
Like ice skate.
Love to, baby. But I don't think the weatherman is going to cooperate. See, he has assured me that it's going to rain. And I know how delicate you are. See, I don't want you to catch a cold. Plus, sugar melts in the rain.
Lance, you're so sensitive.
Yes, I am.
Pam, I was wondering if you were busy this Saturday night. Not that you wouldn't be. It's
Aaron,
kind of late, and I apologize
Aaron,
for that.
Free.
So if you're busy,
Aaron, I'm free.
Oh, good, good. Because I've been reading up in our neighborhood, and there are many historical houses there. I thought it would be nice if you and I took a moonlit walking tour.
Aaron, it's a wonderful idea. Thank you.
Not on Saturday. It's going to rain.
Oh, no, I checked the weather forecast. It's going to be 48 degrees, unseasonably warm for this time of year, and clear.
You hear that, Lance? His weatherman says it's going to be clear.
Pam, I was looking at your key ring the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that the clasp was kind of weak, and I don't want you to lose your keys. That's why I got you this. Actually, I made it. It's no big deal. I kind of read up on how to do it. It's just some simple handcrafted leather tooling. The process has been around for centuries.
Aaron, it's beautiful.
Ain't nothing wrong with your key ring.
It's a cape from Henry V.
You probably forgot you were reading Henry V when we
first... I remember.
Look, Lance, I have to go. But I just want to say one thing. On Saturday night, if I am sitting at home in front of my television, I'll be sitting there alone.
Hey, I said I would walk. I'm the original walkman. I can walk, make my own music, don't need it.
Gosh, I just put him to bed, and I miss Winnie and Nelson already.
I'm sure you do, Mom. It'll be all right.
Yes, it will. Isn't it hot in here?
Oh, yeah. Woo.
And no wonder. Who turned this thing up to 82 degrees?
Mom, why don't you relax? Theo and I are making dinner. There's no sense troubling you.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. That's very nice. But at least I could dress the salad, darling. Now, let's see. French. We haven't had this in a long time. But then, poppy seed is rather nice, too. Of course, the last time we had this, your father was not thrilled. But then Rudy doesn't like French.
Mom, why don't we have both?
Hey, yeah, that'll be a delicious blend. Sounds great, Mom.
And that way you don't have to confuse yourself.
Confuse myself.
Hey, Theo. Hey, Vanessa. Hello, Cousin Claire.
Pam, is the offer still good for Saturday night?
Oh, well, actually, I did make a date, but let me go break it. I'll break it. I'll be happy to break it.
No, you don't have to do that.
Are you sure? I don't want to upset you.
Not going to upset me.
No, I'll break it.
Well, now, that would upset me.
I definitely don't want to do that.
What was I doing? Oh, yes, that's right, the salad.
Taken care of, Mom.
Okay, then I'll warm these buns.
Taken care of. Mom, why don't you just relax?
All right. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do just that. Cliff?
Mm.
There are three idiots in the kitchen.
You have to be more specific.
Vanessa, Theo, and Pam. I made the mistake of telling them that I was beginning menopause, and they're treating me like I have one foot in the home. Now, I'm serious. I went into the kitchen. There were three burners on. The oven was on. The thermostat had been turned up to 82 degrees, and they thought I was having hot flashes.
So they're pulling out all the cliches.
You should have heard the way they talked to me.
Yeah.
Like my mind was on vacation.
You want to have some fun?
Be right now. All right, just in time for dinner.
Okay.
Turkey burgers all around.
Oh, turkey burgers.
Yes.
Please put one on my plate.
Sure. Excuse my hands.
Now, what shall I put on it?
Well, why don't you put some mustard on it, sweetie?
Don't patronize me.
Okay.
I know what I want. I want the red stuff.
Oh, it's ketchup.
Theo.
It's red stuff.
Get me a glass of water, Rudy.
Mom, I'm Vanessa.
Whoever you are, get me a glass of water. And put some ice in it.
Okay.
No, never mind, never mind. Forget the water. Just bring the ice, lots of ice. Pam, wet a towel.
Coming right up.
I forget. Just get out of my way, please. Oh, this is so much better.
Get me some ice cream while you're in there, please.
Have you lost your mind? Ice cream would melt in this room. A person could burn up in this room. Never mind. Let's just get through this. Now, where is Rudy?
Mom, don't you remember? Denise took her and Olivia out to dinner.
And who is Denise? That's the child's sister.
Hey, Mom, would you like some corn?
I was hoping we'd have carrots.
I can fix some carrots, Mom.
It's just too late. It's too late.
No.
I wanted
it's
something
all right.
Orange.
You fix some carrots. Children are not worth a nickel.
I can't stop crying.
We'll get you something orange tomorrow.
Mom, don't worry. They have tear duct specials for this.
No. My tear ducts are fine. It's my children who are so stupid.
Gotcha.
Any babies today?
No babies today, dear. But yesterday, boom, an explosion. I mean, they were coming left and right, and Dr. Huxtable was catching them all. Zam, boom, zoom, send them out. Zam, zoom, zoom.
When I grow up, I
want to
have lots of babies.
Yeah? Really? How many you think?
Nine?
All
girls.
Not one boy?
No boys. No way.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, what's wrong with boys?
Boys are bad news. They push you, and they pull your hair, and they make a lot of noise when they eat, too. They have little things in their teeth, and they look up like this. Yeah.
Is there one bad one in particular?
Yes, Jonathan. He's the worst. Whenever I look at him, he makes an ugly monster face like this.
No. Don't do that. Don't do it. No, that's enough. Well, you know, boys have a funny way of telling you that they really like you. He's probably doing that because he likes you.
Are you kidding? He hates girls.
Okay, I believe you. But now you're going to have all girls.
Yes, all nine.
And what are you going to name them?
One Olivia, two Olivia, three Olivia, four Olivia, five Olivia, six Olivia, seven Olivia, eight Olivia, nine Olivia.
Nine Olivias. Okay. Now, suppose you want a certain Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
How would you call that Olivia?
Olivia, one Olivia. I just need one Olivia.
Oh. So then you say five Olivia, and five Olivia will come.
Yeah.
And there's no confusion.
Yeah.
What were you doing when I came in?
Well, coloring.
I see. Well, I want to color, too.
And then he returned here after the Civil War. People say you can still hear his spirit playing the bugle. I never knew this neighborhood was so historical.
Me either. I like walks like this. It's entertaining and educational.
And very economical.
Speak for yourself, boy. When it comes to my lady, money is no object.
It's no subject either.
Isn't it a beautiful night? That's the Big Dipper up there, which is part of the Ursa Major. That's Latin for Big Bear.
Ursa Major. What a pretty name.
Oh, see that star right there, baby?
Which one?
The cute one. See, I'm gonna name that one after you.
Oh, Lance.
To the man that was in the Evening Maid, stars gave their first delight, admiring in the gloomy shade those little drops of light.
Oh, Aaron, that was beautiful.
So appropriate.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Nice try, baby.
Nights like this, you don't want to go inside.
Maybe we should finish our walking tour. There's three more buildings I want to show you.
There's three more buildings I want to see.
Are you guys going ahead? We'll catch up. I got something I want to say to Charmaine.
What?
Sit down, please. Hey, I made it for you.
Oh, Lance, a heart-shaped box.
Yeah, it's for your keepsakes and your earrings and stuff. Go ahead, open it up.
What's this?
It's the key to my heart. Now, don't lose it, because on Monday, I'm going to need it. It's also the key to my gym locker.
Well, what are you doing still up?
Waiting for you.
I'll just be a little innocent lamb led to slaughter again. I was over at the hospital gift shop, and I saw these. I really didn't know which one to give you.
Happy graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Yes, please.
Thanks for the lovely time.
Well, that's for tomorrow morning.
You are so sweet.
Yeah, thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. Feel all right?
I really do. I feel fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, look. You know, there are times in a person's life when, well, it's just the end of something. And, you know, when I was at Hillman, it was the last football game. And I went in for the game to get dressed, and I knew it was the last game. I knew I would never play football again. The feeling, the emotion would well up, and I would fight it back. And I put on my shoulder pads, and it just started to get heavier and heavier. And I put my jersey on, and I sat down. I just couldn't hold it back anymore, honey, and I just started to cry. And just tears were just falling into my helmet.
Really? You cried in your helmet?
Yes.
And so now you know how I feel?
Well, yes. I'm just saying that, you know, in everybody's life, you run out of options.
Oh, you run out of options?
Yeah. What I'm trying to say, dear, is that, for instance, I at my age, can no longer apply for a job as a fireman or an astronaut. I mean, those applications say men age 35 need not apply. I mean, that's it for me. I mean, I am too old to be drafted or accepted in the armed services. I can't go to war, Claire.
You want to go to war?
No, I don't want to go to war. What I'm saying, honey, is I don't have those options anymore.
Are you comparing bringing life into this world to playing football, to becoming a fireman or a pilot or going to war? No. Now, do you see anything at all strange with that comparison?
See, I know that you're getting angry because when you get angry, you say anything. And I don't want you to anything right now. All I'm saying is that a woman can have babies longer than a man can play football.
Go to sleep, Cliff. Because you're going to need a helmet if you keep this up.
Well, I know how you feel. And I know exactly the fact that I have failed in trying to express my feelings. But I'm sorry, my dear. I do have another option. And I'm going to exercise it right now.